Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, a.k.a. Dicko. A.k.a. Dicko. Three times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them. Mm-hmm. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are Kate Pickles Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers, we've just finished our fourth CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before.
Another TAZ production, your host TAZ. I'm sitting here by myself, waiting on Tyreek to call in, rapper from New York, from I think Brooklyn. I don't know how come they say it that way, Brooklyn, but yeah, that's exactly where he's from. So I'm waiting for him to call in. I might need to play a track before we even get started. and I don't want to play one of his. Shoot, it's my show. I'm going to play one of mine. Praise God. this is me and Gary Fuchsia, jazz artist from Oklahoma, Tulsa. And we did this cut, and I'll play it as I'm waiting on Tyreek to call in.
You're listening to another TAZ production, coming to you live and recorded live. I am G Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
TAZ. ATAZP, Blog Talk Radio. I got on the line 301, area code 301. State your name.
What's going on, Chief Tyreek, man?
What's up, Tyreek?
Ain't nothing. What's going on, man?
Man, first of all, gotta tell you, I came in contact with you through your father, who I've been knowing over 20 million years. And
it's crazy how the years come back, man.
Yeah, and you know, we just started talking, then he talked about you, and I told him what I did, and here you are sitting in here. I listened to a couple of tracks, and I got four that I want to rip. Oh, yeah. I told him yesterday I was feeling all of them. I was feeling the whole thing, the writing and everything.
All of them, that's love. Somebody say all of them.
All of them. I love music, but I was like, you know, normally I listen to the whole thing. Normally I don't do that. Normally I just listen to a little bit so I can be surprised when I do the interview with an artist. But I listen to the whole thing, and I was like, I got a couple of these in the truck right now before I even talk to you.
Which mix? You know, we got a bunch of mixtapes. Which mixtape you get?
I listen to them all on the site. Oh, yeah, I kept on listening. I listen all the way now. And I just want to know, the writing is, like, on point, so I just want to know, how did you develop this? I mean, I do music myself.
You know, I mean, it all started a long time ago. I've been rapping for about, I'd probably say almost about 12 years now, you know what I mean? But I never really took it serious. It was always my brother's thing, you know what I mean? God bless the dad. But basically just being around him and being around this circle of nice spitters and rappers, a lot of people got influences that's in the game. The people who influenced me to rap is the people who was in my media circle. You know what I mean?
Right.
So just being around that, I was able to just really learn the mechanics of it all and see what they did and what, you know what I'm saying, how they made hot records or hot hooks or what they did when they did have something catchy or whatever. So just really studying, man. You got to be a student of the game. And if you really apply yourself to it, then you'll be able to do it with the best of them, you know what I'm saying? So if you listen to it, man, I got all kinds of music back here. I'm trying to write any kind of way possible.
And by you saying listening to the best, I'm getting ready to play this song. I'm the best. And when I listen to it, I'm like, man, I played that over and over again. So
wow, okay.
Describe I'm the best. We got to start it off right there anyway. Describe I'm the best. All right,
bet. Well, I mean, it speaks for itself. You know what I mean? That's a great way to start it off now.
Nah, but, you know, we was just, actually, that was a sporadic song, actually, you know, just on the way to the studio. We was just on our swag, as they say, you know what I'm saying, and just happened to be feeling a certain way, so I came up with something, and my partners came up with something, and we just expressed how we feel. You know, I went crazy on it with something smooth, but I just went crazy on it just to show them, man, yeah, I got a point to prove here. And so here's the point. I'm the best. Tyreek, last breath, you know?
Go. Flow going nuts on these hoes like Lex Steel. You may not agree, but at least I know my ex will. Never find another one to do it like I do it. This one here's for the mental institution. Yeah, nigga, I'm the god of the nightlife. I can change your life right now. I'm a monster, but my wrist could be your nightlight. Anyone alongside me getting sideswiped. You ain't seeing me, fuck your 2020 eyesight. East taught me everything, calisthenics tested me. Now I'm cooking crack, and I'm sure you've heard the recipe. Time and time again, but what's different about these drugs is I cook this shit right here up with love. Live behind the laugh, cause even though we've been through it all, I'ma keep these deep people showing even when it's hard. Cause I'ma move on, caring less what a hater say. Balls till I fall in the mall drinking Gatorade. I'm sure you know who old Chris and who Eni be, but let me introduce you to the Holy Trinity. That's the Father, I'm the Son, East is the Holy Spirit. He up in heaven probably saying, damn nigga, you the best. No offense, I'm just doing my thing, and I rocking with the club banging king. Yeah nigga, I'm the best. You get your man, girl, that nigga is a lame. I can take that ass to a higher plane. Yeah, shorty, I'm the best. Who better?
Nobody.
Who better?
Nobody.
Who better?
Nobody.
No offense, I'm just doing my thing. Yeah, now rocking with the club, banging
ain't getting it.
Tell me who you know, who can do it better than O. I'm the best and I ain't gotta say it no more. I'm a young Jerry Rice, admit that I'm very nice. I want the whole pie, I'm trying to get every slice. Eyes wide open, I ain't miss shit yet. And I ain't taking no bull, sort of like a sick bet. On a so sick bet, had haters in the background. Niggas lost girlfriends, they don't come back round. Six all-stars, big rings, and titles. Last breath, the definition of American Idol. I'm that nigga from the OK City, man. Iced out watch, even rock in the minivan. Nope, no minivan, nigga, get your game up. Any movies on your Twitter, then you need to get your name up. Never been a follower, always got head first. If mommy do it right, nigga, do it to the head first.
No offense, but I'm in this lane alone. You're not rocking with Oklahoma Zone.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
I ain't tripping, put my number in your phone. If you win it, hit me up when you get home.
Yeah, shorty, I'm the best.
Who better?
Nobody.
Who better?
Nobody.
Who better?
Nobody.
No offense, but I'm in this lane alone. You're not rocking with Oklahoma Zone.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
So I beg your pardon, friend. I don't care what squadron, cause you and your squadron, you melt it down like margarine. If you're asking who's the best, that question is rhetorical. Every night you set and every chick becomes an oracle. Last breath in the game, about to call an order, bruh. Hot one, hot two, I'm so uncontrollable. You're on deck like a lawn chair, but you're folded. We the new and improving, y'all historical. And now I mean that in the best essence of the phrase. Dominion on my dick and needs his own Twitter page. Every night you can catch me to the stage. Audience chant what I say like a sage. I guess that's why they not feeling them. They all up in arms, but they figure they're prosthetic limbs. But if you fit like I do, you wouldn't need a rifle. Cause I'm not homicidal, I turn them suicidal. This goes out to my rivals, who think I want to trifle. I got a rhyme book that's just as thick as the Bible. So where's all my disciples? It's time to have revival. You can't rap, you should be singing on American Idol. I suggest you all call me by your highness. Everybody know that Cal is the nicest.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
Don't drunk, baby girl, I know you like it. Now go run and tell your friends about what I did.
Yeah, shorty, I'm the best.
Who's better?
Nobody.
Who's better?
Nobody.
Who's better?
Nobody.
No. I suggest you all call me by your highness. Everybody know that Cal is the nicest.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
No offense, but I'm in this lane alone. You're not rocking with Oklahoma Zone.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
I ain't tripping, put my number in your phone. If you win it, hit me up when you get home.
Yeah, shorty, I'm the best.
Who better?
Nobody.
Who's better?
Nobody.
Who's better?
Nobody.
No offense, but I'm in this lane alone. You're not rocking with Oklahoma Zone.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
No offense, I'm just doing my thing. You're not rocking with the club banging king.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best.
Forget your man, girl, that nigga is a lame. I can take that ass to a higher plane.
Yeah, shorty, I'm the best.
Who better?
Nobody.
Who better?
Nobody.
Who better?
Nobody.
No. No offense, I'm just doing my thing. You're not rocking with the club banging king.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the best. I'm the best.
I'm the best. Tyree. Who's better? Nobody. Who's better? Man, that's a bad joint right there.
Yeah, that's Last Breath. I got my man Old City with me on that. Yes, you heard him on the second verse, on the last verse. That's my man Calisthenics. You know what I mean?
Man,
so
that's... Yeah, I love that song. Yeah, that's hot. That's all I got to say. That's hot. I'm feeling that. In your bio, it said, within his advanced childhood, he became accustomed to the music of the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Come on, son. I'm going to talk y'all later.
Come on, man. Yeah, man. I grew up in it, man.
For real?
For real?
I mean, not even me is advanced with the music of the 50s. I was born in the 60s, but I still like 70s and 80s. I could get down with you there, 50s and
60s. Yeah, I could groove with it all, man. I could groove with it all. That's why it reflects in the music, because you can't really pinpoint it to a certain style or, you know, category, so to speak. You know what I mean? So it shows. You know what I mean? So I mean, like, I know the 50s music was one way, 60s music it changed up, 70s music it went, you know, hippie on us or whatever. But, you know, I was able to really adapt to all that. Just learning, like I said, being a student. Of course, I wasn't there. You know what I mean? But I was just being a student of it all, man. And I love music, you know?
So if you describe your style, what would you say? Is laid back, fierce, hype?
I hate to say cliche, man, but I hate to sound cliche, but it's all of the above, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like right there you hear something that's a little bit more hardcore, a little more aggressive, you know what I'm saying? But you can find probably the track after that or the track two before
It was something smooth, you know what I mean? So I'm able to do it all and just good in each category, you know what I mean? So it's not like I excel in a certain thing. You know, I love to do my joints for the ladies. I love to do, you know what I'm saying, the joints for the streets or whatever, but, you know, I don't really try to hold myself in a box.
It's best to be versatile, and it's best, if you're a rapper, you can rap to opera, bro.
If you know music, you could do what you could probably make some kind of opera-ish rap to, you know, the opera.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing.
Right, right. So that was a good answer. That was the best answer because this next track, "We Belong to the Night," is more kind of smooth, and I like this one too. Your father had put me on to that and said, listen to it. I listened to it. I said, oh, I got to play it on the show. That's how
yeah,
I
that's my baby. We Belong to the Night is my baby, man. It's my baby. The whole situation and how it was created and made and, you know, everything that, you know, everybody came together for when this whole thing happened. It's a beautiful song, man. It's We Belong to the Night. It's myself featuring Christopher Finesse and, you know, my bro Cal or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Cal, what up, baby?
As the night falls, that's when the tape begins. We just loving basketball, it's annihilation. Presidential suite at home, only for one saving. Go hard or go home, well, we on vacation. Ain't no need for your Ray-Bans. Your city's bright lights dim when my plane lands. Yeah, it's a feature presentation with surround sound EQ. Your girl told you about me, we'll consider that your preview. Just call me aggressive, but it's worth it. You ain't gotta come on stage with me, don't be nervous. I was thinking more so backstage than maybe my back cage. But I'm about to hit it like I did it in a batting cage. House of bar, just how we usually talk after dark. Just want your mind, body, and soul, but not your heart. Just to whip up your sex and then that purple cushy smell. And then I'll send you home bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Cause just everything is fine, but we running out of time. Keep in mind that. So before you think I'm yours and before you say you're mine, keep in mind that. Life on tour like a jarhead. I don't know what the next night will bring, though. You'll be waiting on me to call your number like bingo. I'll confuse you with a chick with the same name in Reno. And I'll be high with that purple on me like Dino. I won't remember you, and I ain't being rude. And no, this ain't a date, we just eating food. Got her bouncing up and down, looking like a bunny ranch. About to take one home, put her in that Catwoman stance. Crawl for me, gotta do this my way. Cause I got them waiting in line like it's Black Friday. If I happen to upgrade your Cinderella swag and switch you from that pumpkin to something of upper class, that belongs to the night, so once it's up then, well, y'all know the story, back to the pumpkin. Cause just everything is fine, but we running out of time, keep in mind that. So before you think I'm yours and before you say you're mine, keep in mind that.
No. fine, but we running out of time. Keep in mind that. So before you think I'm yours, and before you say you're mine, keep in mind that.
We representing WATAZP. Yep. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, was sucking up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sore throat, yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decrease, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stro, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true arm, about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yep, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, y'all.
ATAZP, TAZ, host, 917, I see you in the queue. I will open it up just as soon as I'm done talking to Mr. Tyreek. That song, I Belong to the Night, man,
we belong to the night. We all belong to the night.
Okay, we belong to the night. I love the track because the smoothness and exactly like you said, you can flow to any kind of style. So I want the people to know exactly where they can hit you up, listen to the CD. And like I told your father, y'all need to start selling these joints. So actually buy the CD. Where can they hit you up at?
You know, right now everything is for free. You know what I'm saying? So you can go to lastbreathent.com and just download as much music as you can while it's hot. You know what I mean? Because I'm pumping it out. I have another mixtape coming out called Easter's Valentine. I'm going to try to drop one every holiday this year. Got one coming out Easter's Valentine. That's going to set off for Valentine's Day. So expect that coming on February 14th. If you want to holler at me on Twitter, my Twitter name is Tyreek, myself. It's at T-Y-R-E-K. Just hit me up on there, you know what I mean? Show love or whatever. Hate it all, love it, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I always want the feedback and want to be able to be in touch with everybody or whatever just so I can be, you know what I'm saying, humble to this whole thing. So, yeah, hit me up on Twitter. Anywhere you can find me, man, Google me. Tyreek Last Breath ENT, baby. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy me, and I hope you guys enjoy this music because, regardless, you know, we're going to keep doing that thing, man, and I appreciate you, man, so keep doing your thing, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for coming in. The music is hot. Now, yeah. I also told your father that the first track I heard, I was going F-A-B-O-L-O. I was saying it in my head, like, cat sound like Fabo. And I was like, this is hot. And I was just tripping. And then as I listened to the other tracks, you sound different again. So, I mean, I applaud you for being different. I applaud you for not doing the same thing that everybody else is out here trying to do. Be yourself. Get into that production part, too, because your writing is off the charts. Get into that production part, too, so you can get really paid. I can imagine Tyreek songs all over the radio, plus a couple of your joints, and have other people doing them. So much success to you, bro. And when you got the new mixtape,
get at me again so we can do this again.
Yeah, for sure, man. I got you. I hit you up on Twitter and everything already. So, I'm going to keep in contact. You already know, baby. Keep doing your thing.
All right, then. Take care, Tyreek. Thanks again.
Take care, man. Thanks again, Chief.
Area code 917. State your name. I know who it is, but state your name.
Hi, this is Melissa Young.
Hey, Melissa. How you doing?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want you to explain to people exactly what you do and who you are, because I already know. You know, I could say it, but I just want you to give a brief description of who you are.
Well, I am a singer, songwriter. I play guitar, and I am currently a producer and a label owner.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I thought I knew. I don't know. Go on, brief me. I thought I knew, but I don't know. I didn't know you played guitar. I didn't know you produced. Oh, my God. Okay. I got excited there. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's quite all right. I guess I should throw in that I'm a filmmaker by trade also. I write, direct, and produce films. But that's my trade secret.
I read that, but I didn't know the other. Oh, goodness. You do it all then. So you started a group when you were 15?
What did you say?
I'm tired of playing with this easy bake oven. We need to start singing. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what I was thinking. that's exactly what I was thinking. Just for the most part, I just always had the desire to be on stage. I really don't think there's anywhere else in the world that I'm more comfortable. And I just always had that desire from, being really little and not really knowing what I was doing. I remember being 6 years old and didn't really know anything about singing, but I just felt compelled to get up and sing every day in church, and of course the church obliged.
Right.
I think I look back then and I was like, oh my God, I had to sound horrible, because I didn't know what I was doing. I just had the desire to be up singing in front of people. And as I grew up, singing with my dad, a lot at home, around 15 I decided, I'm gonna start a group, and myself, my sister and two other neighborhood friends, we started a group. Didn't go anywhere, didn't do much. But it was fun, and a dream was fun, I guess.
And you continued it on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I took a couple of detours, but I continued it on, because I think the passion, when you have a passion for something that you love, it never really dies, no matter, what you do or what route you take. It never dies.
Right.
It's still in you.
And you never know what road it'll take you. And that's the segue into your song, You'll Never Know. Explain that.
You'll Never Know is that song. Really, the entire album, every song on the album came from a very personal, just a personal experience and personal things that I was going through, and then things that I saw, friends and family going through. And You'll Never Know, believe it or not, was one of the songs that typically on that album I worked with another producer on this project, and we were just held up in my one bedroom apartment, and he would fly down from New York to Atlanta and crash on my couch because I met him when I was living in New York, and I'd go and work a temp job, and when I would come home from my temp job, he'd have a new composition for me, and I would sit down and write to it. Well, You'll Never Know, I didn't really get a chance to sit down and write to it. I heard the composition, and I just stood up in the makeshift booth, and I just sang every lyric that's there. It just came while I was standing there. It was just something from my heart. And, it's just about, relationships in general, and, how sometimes we take the love that, we have right in front of us. We take that for granted. And, we don't really know what we have until it's gone.
singing in here?
I think that's the instrumental. Oh, that's such a shame. I'll have to sing. I'll sing one bar of the first verse for you, so you can get a feel for what the lyrics are.
I was getting ready to tell you to sing it live.
You know, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Would you like? Okay, here we go. I'll give you a little bit of the first verse because you just, you know, it's a beautiful track, but the lyrics are very meaningful. All right, I'll give you a couple bars. Here we go. So many sleepless nights, puffy eyes, crying on my pillow. Oh, I couldn't see my way clear. I didn't wanna ever let you go. Love don't come easy, but if you get it, ooh, you better prepare, y'all. 'Cause you'll never know. When it comes around. That's all I can do.
Dang, you know what? That sounded even better. I'm telling somebody in the back, mark that. That's going to be one of the intro things. Mark that. You got to mark that one, most definitely. Good job.
I apologize for that. I know.
Well,
After that, I'm kind of glad you did have no vocals on there.
That was great.
I would have volunteered to do the whole song, but I got a little bit of a sinus infection. But
yeah, that's all right.
I love the lyrics to that song.
I appreciate it. So what got you into producing? I guess because you do music, but what really got you on the other end?
Well, you know, I co-produced most of the songs on that project with the producer. That was a new experience for me. But just recently last year someone introduced me. They brought an artist to me. He's a 15-year-old kid out of Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas. His name is Hunter O'Neill. And they brought him in. I said, listen, I've never really produced another artist and developed another artist. And you know, they're like, well, just hear him. And I heard him, and, you know, the kid is absolutely phenomenal. He's 15, and he, you know, he's been singing, you know, R. Kelly and Jamie Foxx since he was, like, 3 and 4 years old. And he, you know, they wanted me to produce him and put him out. And so that's kind of how I got into, you know, full-blown producing of another artist. And it's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride. We're about to launch his project, and his first single is out in February. So it's great. That's kind of how I got into that, and just wanting to, you know, be able to on the current project that's due out this year for myself. Just wanting to be able to get my ideas down musically, you know, because it's one thing to be able to write, you know, melody and lyrics, but you know, being able to play it and get it down became very important to me, because at one point I was just relying on producers, and it makes it very hard as a creative person to not be able to get, you know, your composition down that you're hearing in your head. And so I just made it a priority to, you know, get in there and do that.
Do it yourself, because I do music as well, so I understand the situation. So you just went in and learn how to play the guitar. I mean, same thing as stopping that Easy Bake Oven and saying, I'm going to play the guitar right now. and got it. I mean, I'm going to say, Melissa, you know, my girl if you did that.
You know what? I wish I could say it was that easy. You know, one of my causes is keeping music programs in schools, particularly inner city schools, because the value of it is so important that, you know, being able to pick an instrument up when you're young, I didn't have that, you know, I wasn't blessed to be able to do that. And so I picked the guitar up later in life, and it was very challenging. It's a very challenging instrument to learn as an adult, whereas, you know, I remember when I first took my first guitar lesson, I was sitting in class with a six-year-old. The six-year-old was picking it up quicker than me and playing better than me. And, you know, and it has a lot to do with motor skills and where they are at that age. And so it was challenging. I wish I could say it was easy, but it was something that I, you know, I really wanted to do. And even now I'm back to, you know, getting better on piano. I think that, you know, you have to have the instruments under you if you eventually want to make your own music. I think it's really, really, it can only be an asset.
Right. Well, I'm impressed. And also the song Just Up the Road with your father, he sung with you on this? Wow.
He did. He's singing on the hook and in the background and ad-lib. You'll know his voice when you hear it. Yeah, that song was a very, very, very important song for me to have him on it with me.
Explain Just the Girl.
Just a Girl. Just a Girl is a song that that started, you know, just as a thought of, you know, going through the whole dating process and being a single woman out here, you know, trying to find, you know, a good guy and just someone to treat you with kindness and respect. And it was that song grew out of that because I kept running into people that, you know, guys either wanted me to be a superwoman or they wanted me to be like someone else. And I actually liked being Melissa. I really liked being me. And so it was just kind of a declaration
yeah.
to myself, you know, like, you know, basically telling, you know, people, you know, here I am, you know, I've arrived, but I'm just Melissa, and I actually enjoy being her here, and I'm just a girl, you know, out here trying to make it in this crazy world and asking you to love me just for who I am, you know, see me and love me for who I am. That's kind of what that song is about. It became, it started out as like just, I don't know, like an anthem to myself, but it became so much more because, you know, I performed that song and then I've had 15-year-old girls, you know, come up to me and just say that the song has meant so much to them. And, you know, I had one girl that apparently was in an abusive relationship at the age of 15. And, you know, her parents didn't know. And she said that song just triggered something in her, and she realized that that wasn't the behavior that somebody that loves you would exhibit. And she told her parents about it and got out of the relationship. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Just a Girl by Melissa Young.
Because it works out better for me that way. But I really don't have
I don't have a particular ritual, but my music does come to me more creatively early in the morning, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. You know, I wake up with songs in my head.
Yeah, you sound like me because particularly I usually do beats early in the morning. Once it gets past 9 o'clock or maybe 10 o'clock, it's my limit at night. It ain't no
right.
beat making going on. Can't do it. And I have another outlet. I'm writing a comic book, so I write. Just like you have another outlet with your film. So that's cool to do it that way. That way you have somewhere else to put that creative energy while you're waiting for the other one to click in. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm sure you will come up with something else. you talking about it takes a long time. I really just you sound like if you hear a beat or hear some music right then and you love it, you can write to it right away.
It does happen that way a lot. It does.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. So, that means you ain't feeling that beat. Hell, either you like it or you don't. So,
right,
can you give the people your information on exactly how they can get in touch with you by the CD?
Absolutely. The CD is available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, CDBaby.com. If you are lucky enough to get onto a Borders.com website, it's also available there. But, you know, their stores have been closing down all around the country. You can download it on iTunes. It's available there. You can buy the hard version at CD Baby also, and also at my website, which is melissayoungmusic.com. And you can also download it on my Facebook page, which is melissa.young, the number one behind my name.
Well, Melissa, it's been a joy to have you in. I'm glad you called in.
No, thank you. Whenever
you have another project out, make sure you hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up, get in contact with me. I would love to have you back on again.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have the perfect first single waiting for you.
Okay, cool. And I might get with you on Facebook and send you some beats, or you can listen to some beats on my website and see if you get inspired. If you get inspired, then let me know, and I'll shoot it to you through email, you know,
absolutely.
MP3.
I would love that.
Well, I'll send you the website so you can listen. Those are some old beats, but they're going to be new to you. You're going to go,
right.
Wow.
And that's
yeah.
all that matters.
And if you get inspired, just let me know. Thank you again, Melissa.
No, thank you so much. My pleasure.
That was Melissa Young, y'all. This is TAZ. We only got one more minute. Miss CJ is listening in from Cali. I know she said she loves her voice for sure. Miss CJ, we got to get it together next week. Got a couple more people that already set up for next week. I'm going to end with one of me and Ron L songs. It's a slow song called Someone Else on ATAZP. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
To me, smiling, looking, she said she wanted to get with me. She grabbed my hand and said slowly, I have something that you should see. Took me to a room the other side of town. She wanted me to lay things down. I told her no as her clothes hit the floor. I said I can't want you no more. I don't want I have someone else. I don't need nobody. I have someone else.
She was still naked, looking damn hot. Tats on her body so sexy, it don't stop. Was almost swayed in the way she looked. Jiggle with her walk, closer I'd be hooked. Something about the way she looked at me. Laying on the bed saying, T-A-Z, I wanna do that thing for real. Thought about my love, decided to chill. I let her know straight up front, put on your clothes, no need to bump. She said, why? She needed it now. Got up, turned around, and I said, wow. Check it, you tempt the pretty taste. You look good, my mind's in another place. Yes, I love her, she's in my heart. No cheap sex won't tear us apart, no.
I don't want nobody. I have someone else. I don't need nobody. I have someone else.